Right. Good evening. We are now we're now at the end of chapter 16 of Tanya, the first part of Tanya. And in the English edition, we're on page 71 and 72. And we're at the top of the page. And we've got here a very, very interesting idea, which we did map out last week, and we had a very interesting discussion. And we're going to be repeating some of this in a way, but we will hopefully, Bezras Hashem, will finish the chapter. Now, the point is, we were talking about inspiration, right? A person is inspired to do something good. And they're doing the good thing, and they feel inspired, and it's wonderful. And then comes the next opportunity when one is supposed to do a good thing, like davening to Hashem or something like that. And they start... And they start thinking to themselves, you know, how can I make myself feel excited to do this? You know, not every day is the same. That's the thing. We get different little challenges every day. Or sometimes, see, there might have been a depressing letter or something, you know, or a phone call, you know, and put you in a bad mood, you know, and now you have to daven. So how am I going to do this? I know I'm going to read a little bit of Tanya. I'm going to do something like that. And it's all about Hashem's life force giving existence to the world, you know, and normally it would turn me on. But that phone call had such a bad effect. And it doesn't turn me on. So what should we do? Do you remember what we learned last week? That's it. You pretend. You think to yourself, look, if I'd learned that piece of Tanya and it really had an effect on me, what would I do? Oh, I would be so excited to daven, and I would say the words properly, and I would think of Hashem, and I would do this, and there's someone at the door, I come to the door, I smile at them, I'm in a positive mood, I pretend to be in a positive mood. Actually, I'm still depressed from that nasty phone call. But you pretend. Now, the power of pretense is a very interesting thing, because there's pretending in a negative way, and there's pretending in a true way. Because this pretense is really our own deeper reality. The neshama wants to delight in Hashem. The neshama wants to sing and dance and daven with achayas, with life force and enjoyment.
Cartwheels.
That's right. Doing cartwheels. In the street. So, we pretend. And that, now, you might think that it's only pretending, so what good is it? I think that that's a way of understanding what the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman, is telling us over here. You might think it's only pretending, and so what good is it? But you know what happens?
It's funny you said that. I was sort of shocked, because this lady was, daughter got engaged, she told me at work, you have to learn to pretend. I said, you're always happy, aren't you? Always happy. She said, you have to learn to pretend.
That's so sweet.
Why didn't mean to interrupt? It's funny.
She's very genuine.
She is genuine.
She's telling you the truth. Because you don't know what problems she might have.
A lot.
And she hides it, and she's always got a smiling face to
you.
Well, that's a very, very good point.
In a sincere way.
Absolutely, she is quite right.
To show the world.
That's very, very good. Yes, that's absolutely right.
Sorry to interrupt.
Now, the point too, you're not interrupting. The whole point is that we should ask questions and explore together, and you will help me understand Tanya a little bit more. So the point is that we may think that it's only pretending and so it doesn't have a real effect. But there is a saying by the sages in the Talmud that a good thought, which means this kind of pretending to be in a good mood and to be inspired, Hashem joins it to the action of what we're doing. It's a very interesting way of understanding that piece of Talmud, because normally people understand it in a different way. But Rabbi Shneur Zalman, the author of Tanya, who is a very great Talmudist, a very great scholar in all aspects of Torah, he is explaining it in such a way that we can understand that our pretense is given genuine value by Hashem, and it really counts. It's as if you come along with monopoly money. You haven't got any real money, but you got monopoly money, and Hashem says, you know what, we're going to regard it as if it was real money. That's what Hashem is doing. So now let's have a look at the top of the page. But the awe and the love, that means the excitement, the enthusiasm, which is in our contemplation, in our mind, and the hidden recess of our heart, which I mentioned above on the previous page, where it's just a kind of pretense. I'm going to do what I would do if I were inspired. Govu darcheim lemaila maila. They are much higher mipchinas hamaisa than our actions. Ve'efshar lahem leislabesh bivchinas maisa mitzvos. And it's impossible for that pretense to be enclosed in our action of the mitzvah. Because when you have a right kavana, a right intention, and true, genuine enthusiasm infusing your mitzvah, then it becomes chayis, it becomes life force, and it lifts it up. Like Mr. Polish was saying, you are lifted up into the ark. So when you do a mitzvah with the right attitude, with an enthusiastic approach, you're lifted up. And the mitzvah is lifted up, leforach ala eila, to fly upwards. If it's only pretense, it may not work. But God joins that thought, that so to speak pretend thought, He joins it, umachabron lebchinas hamaisa, He connects it to the action. Vehei nikros v'shei machshava toiva. And the feelings that you think to yourself that I should have and I should behave as if I had, those feelings, that's the good thought, machshava toiva, the good thought. Ki einan dechilu rechimu mamash b'eskalas liboy. They are not real awe and love of God revealed in the heart. That's the real, real love. That's when you didn't get the phone call, and you didn't get the nasty phone call, and everything is rosy and beautiful, and you want to daven to Hashem, and you feel very excited to daven to Hashem, and you think a little bit about how wonderful it is that Hashem has made a beautiful blue sky, or maybe it's a beautiful gray sky with beautiful rain or frost or snow or a rainbow or whatever it might be, whatever Hashem sends, it's good, it's beautiful, it's interesting, it's fantastic. Thank God that we're living in the world. You know these blessings that we say in the morning, that you say a whole list of blessings to Hashem just because you're there standing up looking at the world and waking up. It's so wonderful. Baruch Hashem. Now that's a genuine feeling. But if you got the depressing phone call, God forbid, and you can't feel excited in that way, so you pretend to be excited, and Hashem connects it together. There's a little connection missing, and Hashem joins it together. That's such a beautiful promise that Rabbi Shneur Zalman, who was a great Hasidic Rebbe, he's the founder of the Chabad school, and imagine a Rebbe is telling you and me this idea that Hashem connects it together. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. With this page of Tanya, you could go through thick and thin, whatever it is, whatever happens.
I always felt that to be, it was false. So I couldn't do what I should have done because I was so depressed with the phone call or whatever. I just left the thing thinking, right, I must do it when I'm in a proper frame of mind.
Right.
So I'm wrong.
Well, you and the billion other people. I mean, that is what happens to people. They get depressed, and because they get depressed, then they don't do something they should do. For like, they have a whole thing that I can only do that if I'm in the mood, and I can only do this in the mood, and so they stop and they stop and they stop.
I felt it was wrong to do it, and feeling
that's all I've had all my life.
But then we bounce forward.
We do.
That's right.
But for that hour, or for that morning, you can't do it because you think, well, I shouldn't do it because feeling like I feel, it's not right.
You know, I think a lot of people might think that. And sure this is a very, very wonderful teaching in this chapter of Tanya.
Yeah.
It's a very, very wonderful teaching. Very important teaching. And so therefore, so Hashem puts it together. So even though it's not genuine awe and fear, you know, genuine heartfelt inspiration, b'skalas liboy, revealed in one's heart, kiyim, it's only b'svunois moichoy v'salumois liboy. Very interesting way of putting it. It's hidden in our mind. It's hidden away in the recess of our heart. Ach, bat tziruv zeh mitzalef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this interesting connection is made by Hashem, that He connects the thought, the so-called pretense, to our actions, to our words, kedei lahalois maisa hamitzvos, so as to lift up the action of the mitzvos, the esek haTorah, or the learning of Torah, or the davening, hanasim al yedei machshava tova hanal, which is carried out with the atmosphere of that good thought. And he raises it up ad olam habriya. Now there are different worlds. The Kabbalists talk of different worlds, different levels of world. And so there is, we are in the world of action, asiya, and then there's the world of formation, which is called yetzira, and then there's the world of creation, which is called briya, which is a very exalted level. And so Hashem lifts us up to that level of briya, of creation, the third world up. Mekoyim aliyas haTorah v'mitzvos, the place where Torah mitzvos go, when those Torah mitzvos hanasim are done al yedei dechilu rechim asichlim, through genuine spiritual inspiration of fear, awe, and love of God, asher b'hiskalus liboy mamash, which is revealed in one's heart. So, in other words, one's mitzvah and the Torah one learns and the davening one does is lifted up by Hashem to a very exalted level because of this quote unquote pretense, and so it jumps it up. Then comes a very interesting statement that in fact, even if we didn't pretend, we didn't, the phone call left us depressed and we felt depressed, unfortunately.
And one feels a hypocrite, so I won't say it.
But, well, wait a second, Beth. But we did it. We said the words of the davening, gloomily. Mm. Right? He's telling us a very interesting thing here. Avul belav hochi. Even if you didn't have the pretense, the imitation's inspiration, nami oilem la oilem hayitzira. The words of the davening, the mitzvah you did, the Torah you learned, even though you were miserable and you didn't feel like doing it, but you did it, it also rises up to the world of formation. So it rises up to a spiritual realm. It rises up, there's action, formation, then creation. So it doesn't go up to the higher world, but it goes up to formation, yitzira, al yedei dechilu rechim ativim. Here's a fantastic statement. Because we're always inspired. There is a spiritual inspiration, a love of Hashem, an awe of Hashem. We are responding to Hashem deep inside us. It's natural to us. Hamasutorim b'leiv kol Yisrael. It is hidden in the heart of every Jew besoldoisim by birth. Kamo shekosev l'kama barichos of someone who becomes Jewish. The Jewishness of the person is a bond with God in such a way there is always this ripple of the waters of love from the person to Hashem, and you may not notice it, but it's there. And so therefore every action we do, even if we have the most glum and negative feelings about it, it's something real and it connects with Hashem. And if we can try to put a little bit more effort in, even if it's pretending, it rises up to an even higher world, because Hashem makes that connection. And sometimes we don't have to pretend. You think to yourself how beautiful it is to be in Hashem's world despite all the chaos going on, but nonetheless see, we say in Psalms, Gam ki elech begei tzalmoves, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, lo irara, I do not fear evil.
Heroin and crack cocaine and murderers.
Psalm 23.
That's right. Yes, it's a beautiful psalm.
And if I can expose all the fraud and corruption that's going on in Hackney and set the people free, then it would have been worth it. There was a programme on Channel 4, everybody's talking about it last night, about Hackney being the worst place in England, and it's in the papers. And an email went out, that a decree went out throughout the land from Jules Pipe saying, what a terrible thing they'd done, and it wasn't true, and they were snobs. And you've got to email into Channel 4 and tell them that you love Hackney.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And it's a great place. Oh, dear. Sorry, I couldn't help that.
I saw that.
All right. The Gemara says, Chein mokum al yoshvav. People like the place they live in. It's an interesting passage in the Gemara. People like the place they live in. It's a situation where people are saying that the water is bad and this is bad and this is bad, but it's a very nice place. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it's a very nice place? The water's bad, this is bad, that's bad. And it answers, Chein mokum al yeshov. There is, the fact that you live in a place gives you a certain feeling of home, and because there's a feeling of home, whatever it is that's going on, there's a certain level of feeling comfortable with it. And the point is to look at the good side of everything. Of everything.
Well, I tried to get jobs before I was appointed head of home. And nobody wanted me anywhere. You know, no one wanted me. And Hackney did.
Ah, see?
And they gave me a good living. Hackney gave me a very good living.
Okay.
I know there was corruption and I saw a lot of things. I saw a lot of awful things. But it gave me a living. Okay. And I'm grateful. I am. For that.
Okay, wonderful.
It gave me a good living.
Okay, ladies, let's go on now.
Oh,
with
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
We're on time.
I know, I'll have to rub off this.
You have to rub off that.
I'll have to, otherwise we'll get
sued. I forget.
Don't worry. But I'll take out that part. Okay. Should we go on to chapter 17 now, or should we...
I was thinking about the great men of Safad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It must have been a wonderful place to be born in.
Right.
In the 1600s, 1500s.